enemies and our ummah. Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the east and west in this blessed hour. Our dua is for our brothers and sisters across the world who are afflicted and dealing with trials, that Allah Azza wa Jal strengthens their resolve and gives them victory and gathers the hearts of the ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under seeking His pleasure. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. We're with you for a few minutes as we wait for iftar. And as we usually start, we're going to start with tilawa with our beloved Sheikh Abdul Hamid, inshallah ta'ala. Tfadl Mawlana.
Allah arda ankum ya Sheikh Usama, Sheikh Ismail. Allah yahfadhukum wa barik fikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم لا تعتذروا اليوم إن ما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون
ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا. يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الأمين ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. Brothers and sisters, one of the critical things in the Ramadan journey that we all seek and aspire for is to gain a forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And we pray that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides us to the steps that we need to take to be worthy of Him repenting upon us. As the Quran says, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا اللَّهُمَّ تُبْ عَلَيْنَا حَتَّى نَتُوبَ إِلَيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ تُبْ عَلَيْنَا حَتَّى نَتُوبَ إِلَيْكَ. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to open the doors of forgiveness and to open the doors of goodness and guidance for us so that we may find the path to tawbah easy. All of us need to make repentance, and all of us need to have the capacity to forgive. And inshallah, in these few minutes, we're going to be sharing some reflections and thoughts about this. And I'm going to pass it off to my dear beloved Sheikh Ismail to share a few words bi'idhnillahi ta'ala about the subject of tawbah. Barakallahu feekum.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Sama. Barakallahu feekum. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-najim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam tasleema kathira. You know, we start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending our peace and blessings upon our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our fasting and our salah and our pious actions in this month. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the facilitation and the tawfiq to turn back to Him in this blessed month of Ramadan. You know, the concept of tawbah, or returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the greatest concepts in our religion, because Islam comes and Islam is the truth and guidance from Allah. It's light. It's amazing. In order to turn back to Allah, you don't have to do anything except call out to Allah and feel bad. That's all it is. And we all want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want Allah to be pleased with us. We all want Allah to forgive us. We all want the pleasure of Allah. Because if you receive the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have received everything in the world. If the person has Allah in his life, he has everything in the world. And if the person does not have Allah in his life, he has nothing in the world. No matter how much money he possesses in his bank account, and no matter how much wealth he has, if you do not have Allah, you are the most impoverished individual in the world. And if you have Allah, you are the richest of the rich. And you're the richest person in the world, because having Allah is everything, and having Allah is happiness, and having Allah is contentment in this world. And we want to be with Allah. In order to be with Allah, we want to start a new covenant with Allah. We want to be forgiven by Allah. And Ramadan is the greatest time of the year. Ramadan is the absolute greatest time of the year for the abd, for the slave, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the gates of Jahannam are open and the gates of Jahannam are closed and the shayateen are locked up. Meaning that the facilitation of doing good is facilitated. The facilitation to return to Allah is facilitated. The facilitation to stay away from haram is facilitated. Allah, He facilitates good in Ramadan. The greatest good is being with Allah. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِينُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah An-Nisa, these two beautiful verses, والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم. Allah he wants you to have a tawbah. Allah wants to grant you a repentance. Allah wants you to turn back to Him, and He wants to accept that from you. He wants you for Him. And the next ayah, Allah He says, Allah wants to make things easy for you. يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم. Allah He wants to make things easy upon you. وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا. And the human being was created weak. You know, brothers and sisters, we all have shortcomings. We all have sins. We all have problems. We're all human beings. We're not angels. We have free will. We all have shortcomings. The greatest of the one with a shortcoming, the greatest person who sins is the person who acknowledges he sins. There's no greater gift you could be gifted from Allah than acknowledging your mistake. Because the first step to turn back to Allah is acknowledgement. I want to acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I committed a sin. I want to acknowledge I sinned. Once I acknowledge I sinned, the next step is to turn back to Allah and ask for forgiveness. For you to understand the calamity of a sin, this is a gift in itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something about acknowledging sins. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that every single son of Adam has shortcomings and mistakes. And the greatest of those who have shortcomings and mistakes are those who turn back to Allah. كل بني آدم خطأ وخير الخطائين التوابون. Every single son of Adam has mistakes and shortcomings, and the best of those are the ones who turn back to Allah. What I'm trying to say is we're all weak. وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا. Allah created that human being weak. Weak. Acknowledging your shortcomings and your weakness to Allah is the greatest thing. Having a sense of acknowledgement and turning back to Allah, asking Allah to forgive you. And tawbah in Islam is very simple. It's very, very, very simple. All you have to do is have a regret. الإقلاع عن الذنب وندم محرق وعزم محقق. It's three things. Tawbah in Islam is three things. You leave off what you're doing, you leave off the haram that you're doing, and you feel bad about it. وندم محرق. You feel really bad about what you did. يعني you commit the sin and you look at yourself in the mirror and you see darkness in your face and you feel bad. And you immediately want to go and do good. And the third thing is عزم محقق, a complete resolve and a strong resolve to never ever want to go back to the sin ever. And then you make tawbah. You ask Allah to forgive you. You ask Allah with sincerity to forgive you in any language you want. You ask Allah to forgive you. And what happens? You fall back in the sin again because you're a human being and we all have shortcomings and mistakes. And you go and you make tawbah again. In Islam, you have an unlimited amount of time. You always make tawbah and return to Allah. But we should have a strong resolve to return to Allah in this blessed month of Ramadan. We should want to be with Allah because being with Allah is the greatest gift in the world. And not having Allah is the greatest loss in the world. It's the greatest catastrophe. The one who finds Allah, he finds happiness in all the success in this dunya and the akhirah. You know, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us, you know, the facilitation to return to Him in this blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not allow us to leave this Ramadan except with a clean slate and a dhanb al-maghfoor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine and to grant them aid over their oppressors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to liberate Palestine and to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. We ask Allah to grant us a prayer in a liberated Masjid al-Aqsa, inshaAllah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Jazakum Allah khair, Shaykh Ismail.
Hafizakum Allah. Barakallah feekum, Ya Rabbi. Just want to remind everyone as well from our beloved community, غدًا يكون أول إفطار للجالية بإذن الله تعالى في المركز الإسلامي في باترسون بإذن الله تعالى. Our first iftar, community iftar, is going to be tomorrow. It's going to be in ICPC Parish, inshallah. الجميع مدعو. وقبل الأذان للمغرب يكون هذا البرنامج inshallah مباشر في المسجد مع الشيخ عبد الحميد والشيخ قطناني الشيخ اسماعيل وأنا أكون حاضر بإذن الله تعالى. So everyone's welcome. Join us in person tomorrow at 6:15 in the masjid as we prepare for iftar. We do dua, dhikr, share reminders as a community, and it's the first of our three community iftars. We'll be having the following Sunday an iftar in ICPC Clifton, and then the following Wednesday after that an iftar in ICPC Masjid Yunus, and you're all welcome bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Also tomorrow we'll be having aza and a dua for our brother who passed away a few days ago, Ahmad Saleh rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him and grant his family patience. Well, that'll be part of the program inshallah. You know, brothers and sisters, yani we know that we need to make tawbah. And we know that our hearts sometimes need to be motivated to make tawbah. There is a beautiful quote by one of our salaf that says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْقُلُوبِ تَصْدَأْ كَمَا يَصْدَأُ الْحَدِيدِ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ الْمَاءِ قِلَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا جِلَاؤُهَا قَالْ كَثْرَةُ ذِكْرِ الْمَوْتِ وَتِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, the hearts become rusty, just like metal does when it's exposed to water for long periods of time. So they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we cleanse our souls and our hearts? And he said, he gave us two things that will give us a sense of urgency to repent, a sense of urgency to change our ways. Kathratu dhikri al-maut, remembering death, and reading the Quran. These are things that awaken the soul. You know, the thing about Ramadan and the subject of repentance is it gives us the golden opportunity for our souls, all of our souls wake up to a certain extent in this blessed month between Siyam and Qiyam and Dhikr and Dua and Tilawa al-Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us in this month in that He forced us to focus on our souls more than anything else. And with that comes the opportunity for tawbah. I can easily become distracted or lose sight of things. That's why, you know, the details of life are often distracting. You know, they say, "Annasu niyam, فَإِذَا مَاتُوا انْتَبَهُوا." Oftentimes people find themselves in deep slumbers because of the things that are going on in life. He said, she said, he didn't do, he did do, go here, go there, don't go there, ومش عارف إيه. And all the rest, you find that this causes layers to develop on the heart. And it blinds the eyes, the spiritual eyes, from seeing things for what they really are. So we need the ability to break out of that. And, you know, we don't want to be from those who wake up on the day of judgment. As Allah Azza wa Jal describes, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Now we've lifted the veil, and you see everything for what it really is, and you see what matters and what really didn't matter. So your akhirah vision is 20/20 vision. You see everything clearly for what it is. I need these types of things to be able to find urgency in my heart. Because, you know, brothers and sisters, sins have their effect on our souls. Shahawat have their effects on our souls. Addictions have their effects on our souls. Relationships, they all have effects on our souls, right? كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Our مَا كَسَبَتِ الْيَدَانِ, that what the hands have earned create this ran, this seal on the heart, so the individual can't break out of it. فَالتَّوْبَ دَائِمَ فِي حَيَاةِ الْمُسْلِمِ مُتَجَدِّدَ. The individual constantly needs tawbah. That's why one of our scholars beautifully describes it. He says, ومنزل التوبة أول المنازل وأوسطها وآخرها فلا يفارقه العبد السالك ولا يزال فيه إلى الممات وإن ارتحل إلى منزل آخر ارتحل به واستصحبه معه ونزل به فالتوبة هي بداية العبد ونهايته. Beautiful words, he says, the station of repentance and tawbah is the beginning station, the middle station, the end station. The individual who's journeying to Allah never finds himself above needing to repent and feel remorse and regret for the decisions, the actions, the statements. This stays with the abd all the way until death. And even if he was to gain some other stations of worship and piety, he always finds tawbah going alongside him, along with him. I need tawbah. I need tawbah in my life. It is a beautiful thing for a person to live with the willingness to regret. One of the worst signs of khudlan, we have tawfiq and we have khudlan. Tawfiq is al-madad al-ilahi alladhi yuwaffiq al-abd al-sawab. It is divine assistance that guides the servant to making the right decision. That's tawfiq. And al-khudlan wal-hirman al-ilahi, to be denied, divine denial, al-iyadu billah. So I as a servant need tawbah, and I seek tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the way I gain this tawfiq is by being a person who's always willing to reconsider his decisions. Why did I say this? Why did I look at this? Why did I act like this? Why didn't I do that? Al-Mu'min always is holding himself accountable for the things that he says and the things that he does. And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ reminds us of. Prophet ﷺ says, رغم أنف رجل دخل عليه رمضان ثم انسلخ ولم يغفر له. Shame is brought to the one who Ramadan enters upon, and then it ends and he hasn't been forgiven. In these last few minutes that we have, we should turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in strong prayer and dua that Allah forgives us. I'm going to ask Sheikh Abdul Hamid. Sheikh, إذا ممكن تدعي لنا إلى أن يأتي وقت الأذان. الله يبارك فيك.
اللهم إنا نسألك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين يا خير من سئل ويا أكرم من أجاب أن تتوب علينا لنتوب يا أرحم الراحمين وارزقنا توبة نصوحة يا أرحم الراحمين تغفر لنا بها ذنوبنا وتستر بها عيوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تتقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا ودعاءنا وقيامنا. اللهم اغفر لنا يا أرحم الراحمين ما كان فيهما من خلل أو نقص واجبر كسرنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك في هذه الساعة ولعلها ساعة استجابة التي لا ترد فيها دعوة مؤمن صائم يا أرحم الراحمين ببركة هذه الساعة أن تفرج الكرب عن أهلنا في غزة وفلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم فك ضائقتهم وغير حالهم إلى أحسن حال. اللهم أبدل خوفهم أمنا. اللهم آوهم وانصرهم على من عاداهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم من أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بخير فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بشر وسوء فاجعل الدائرة تدور عليه، واجعل كيده في نحره وتدميره في تدبيره، إنك على ما تشاء قدير وبالاستجابة جدير. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك وزد وأنعم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. دائما وأبدا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة، آتي سيدنا محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة، وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم تقبل منا الصلاة والصيام والدعاء والقيام، واحشرنا في زمرة خير الأنام. تقبل الله صيامكم وصلاتكم بمزيد من الأجر والمغفرة والثواب، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.